Welcome, everyone. So the upcoming full moon on May 11th is, as Dr. Pillai says, unlike any other. It's a sin-dissolving moon. And the yogis and siddhas say that it's actually the most important full moon because it marks the beginning of a dramatic change in the world. And on this day, Dr. Pillai is going to be offering a sacred initiation to help people to break free from their karma. And he's here today to help us prepare for this great cosmic event. So Dr. Pillai, thank you so much for joining us. And can you begin by explaining the significance of the upcoming full moon?
My work is going to start from May 11th. What is that work? Karma burning work. What is karma? The rich becomes richer. The poor becomes the poor. Why? It is due to karmic law. It's better understood when I talk about karma as a law. In my language, Tamil, they say, the family that is undergoing problem will keep doing that. Ketta kudiye kedum. The same way, if you are get hit on the right side of the body, again you will be hit on the right side of the body, whether a leg or the knee or the right hand or right side. This is the law. And that law is going to change on May 11th. And I feel more purposeful for the world, rather going to do my duty to the world, starting from May 11th, which becomes part of the golden age. The golden age has already started. We are in the dawn time. And everyone is going to be full of happiness, provided you begin to develop faith. Faith is going to rule the world. And Jesus said, before he went on the cross, if you have faith in me or believe in me, you will be saved. And if you don't believe in me, you will be damned. Very clear statement. And I don't want to associate it with one personality. There's nothing wrong to do it. You can. But the truth is faith. You have to have faith. And that faith will remove your karma. And then the faith starts with doing something. You know, I naturally don't have faith. You know, what are you going to do? And my karma is going to be the same? Yes, if you don't have faith, you have, the karma will not change. It will be the same. Then the next question is, then how can I develop faith? Because I really can't have faith. I can have faith in my bank balance, my job, my disease to continue, you know, day after day, and with the body remains the same. All these can change in the Satya Yuga. And that's why I emphasize that you should develop faith. And how do you How can you develop faith? I am going to teach you some simple exercises. And that will be very precise. So I'm going to do a month-long program, which I did a long time ago, on May 11th, I will give you a special introduction and a teaching on May 11th. And I encourage all of you to make an effort to be on that program for 30 days. Okay. Now, in this session, because you may not come for a show up at all, that's fine with me. But my responsibility is to make this time that I'm going to spend with you, I'm spending with you, very useful. And that is, and doing something very, very simple. And then you have to remember this, that's the thing. The way you can become happy all the time is very simple. You should be thinking only happy thoughts. No, that's not going to work, because I have other problems, money problems and health problems, and I think naturally about the problems only. Yeah, that's what I'm going to help you with. I understand the situation that you are always thinking about the lack of job, lack of money, lack of health, all these. And we can change that. All that you have to do is this area, which is called the Adam's apple in biblical language, is where your karma is, where the rich becomes richer, the poor becomes poor because of this area. This is a mini brain. This is a mini brain, which produces the mind, the thoughts. All that you have to do, you go there and close your eyes. Now watch me doing that, then you can do it later. You go and touch the Adam's apple. And then breathe in and focus attention. Just one time, that's it. And then keep the eyes closed. And I'm going to give the technique now. You are going to do it with me. Now close your eyes and with your middle finger, touch the Adam's apple. That's where your karma is stored. You should breathe in with a sound. And then take it off. And focus attention on your third eye. You're finished. This is an 1 minute or less than a minute practice. The moment you touch this, you are disrupting your karma. You have to disrupt your karma. Otherwise, it will continue. And I will talk more about it on May 11th. On that day, your brain will open up in a significant way, and there will be activity going on, whether you believe it or not. That activity is an energy getting into your body, and then it starts getting from here at the, which is the top of the brain, and then it will go inside, and then it will go through the third eye, and then it will go and touch the throat, and then your karma will be burned on that day. Okay. That is once in a year happening, and particularly this full moon on the May 11th, called the Chitra Purnima, in the month of Chitra, in Tamil. So I feel so fulfilled to be able to share with you this technique, just which you have to do every clock hour, every clock. If you miss, a few hours, that's fine. Every clock hour, you do this. You can program your either your cell phone or your watch. And if you do that, you will see that you are burning your karma. Well, that's all I want to say. I don't want to blah blah too much. This is precisely what you need to do. My teachings are going to be very precise from now onwards. God bless.
And thank you, Dr. Pillai, for this great gift. And everyone, first, I'd like to review the extraordinary technique that Dr. Pillai shared just now, because this is your fantastic opportunity to align yourself with the karma clearing energies even prior to this great full moon on May 11th, which can be so destiny changing. So again, let me just go through the steps and then we'll do it all together. You're going to use your middle finger of your right hand, this finger, touch right here at the Adam's apple, and you can feel that bump at your throat. And then you breathe in gently while making a sound like this. And then focus on the third eye. And to find the third eye very easily, you can start between here, in between the eyebrows, move up about a half an inch, and then shoot back in the middle of the midbrain where the third eye is. That's the entire technique, very simple. So let's do that three times together. Close your eyes. Use the middle finger of your right hand to touch your Adam's apple. Now, breathe in and move up to the third eye. Again, breathe in. Move up to the third eye. One more time. Breathe in. Focus on the third eye. And that's it. You only need to do it once. I just wanted to do it three times so that you could be comfortable with the practice. So as Dr. Pillai encouraged you, you can set your phone, your watch on the hour. Do this practice. It will take only a few seconds. And that will do a great good in order to awaken the karma clearing energies, which are happening during this very sacred time window. As Dr. Pillai said, this is a once in a lifetime opportunity. As the golden age has started, and this full moon of Chitra Purnima is a sin-dissolving full moon, we have all divine support in order to use Dr. Pillai's blessings and energy and transmission to help us remove our karma so that we can truly begin to live the highest potential that we came here to achieve. So I'd like to just share a little bit more about the 30-day program that Dr. Pillai spoke about. And I want everyone to know that Dr. Pillai has a very special mission in this lifetime to help people to remove their karma. He took this birth at the island of Rameshwaram at the southernmost tip of India. And it's the place with the greatest power spot in the world in order for to help people wash away their most stubborn sins. And he didn't set foot off that island for 18 years to fully absorb the sin-dissolving energies there. So on May 11th, he's going to be giving a soul transmission with the energies that he's acquired from this lifetime and many previous lifetimes to help people to dissolve their karma and change their destiny. And he wants people to use this initiation on May 11th as a catalyst for 30 days of focused concentration on removing your karma. Because as Dr. Pillai said, you have to do that on a daily basis. So for over 30 days, Dr. Pillai has a special video series where he will guide you through targeted practices in order to understand the impact of karma on your life and use his powerful, innovative technologies to remove karma from key aspects of your life. And as a great gift, every week on Thursdays, which is auspicious for the Guru, we have the honor of gathering with Dr. Pillai for a short sacred sound session where he will chant karma-busting mantras in order to energize our practice and lead you even deeper into your karma cleansing. So this is truly grace. As Dr. Pillai said, you have to change your past because that will change your future. And there's a special time window for that coming up on May 11th. So a grace is with us. Dr. Pillai's blessings will lead the way so that in this golden age, truly, you can let go of the past and step into a higher destiny, as he said, where you can be happy every day. We're going to drop a link in chat for people to, if you want to review more about the program, we invite you to join us. And once again, before we close the session, let's offer our heartfelt gratitude to Dr. Pillai for joining us today and giving us this great blessing of this extraordinary karma clearing technique that we can use in order to prepare ourselves to have the most powerful experience on this upcoming destiny-changing day of May 11th. So stay blessed, everyone, and have a wonderful day.